So you're taught of God. Now stay with, I want you to stay with this because there's a point, and I hope I can get to it tonight. Because if we will walk in love, there's a force, there's a power that this world can't deal with. We become such a powerful force in manifestation, in demonstration, that it will shake this earth. It'll shake this community. So you got to get rid of those black and white and always talking about somebody prejudice and somebody that we, let's talk about the love of God. We know that stuff is out there. Why you want to keep, is that what you want? Is that getting the job done? Why you spend your time over there with it? We know that's out there. We know we got prejudiced black folk, prejudiced white folks and red folks and all. We know that. We know that on that side, things are not right, but in the kingdom of God, it is right. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so instead of sitting back pouting about it, let's go change and make it right. They may not have enough in them. Some of them may not even be born again, calling themselves a Christian. And we got the love of God in us. That love will change their lives just like it changed your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So love, the love law of the family of God is, now write this one down, John 3:34. That's the love law of the family of God. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Do what?
Love one another.
And I heard Dad say this. Unfortunately, people won't abide by it. He said, any couple that's married, any couple, it take two. You know, it take two to marry. You can't marry yourself. Any couple that marry, if they'll walk by this law, there'll never be a divorce. It never. You can't walk in love and divorce and get a divorce. Somebody got to get selfish. Somebody got to get ugly. Somebody got to get full of pride. Somebody got to get full of hate, whatever. You cannot walk in this, the love law, this word right here, and then walk away from your mate. You can't do it. You're going to have to get selfish, start thinking about me. You're like a stuck record, stuck CD. He said, the love law, the new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. And then he even tell you how, as I loved you. Now, how did Jesus love us? He loved us so much till he died. Huh? He loved us so much until he did what? He died for us. I mean, it was you and I. We were the one that was dead. But he took it and died for us. Now that's real love there. Now I mean you willing to die for somebody tonight. Well, I know you're not physically so, but we should die to what we want so the will of God can rise and be carried out. And I want to commend you, all of you that's doing so. I want to commend you right now, because that's, and we are moving. But we're not there yet. To get up in the morning and to spend time praying, that's commendable, because I promise you there's a whole bunch of people not doing that. And that's giving up yourself. That's dying to what you want to do. Because there's some morning my body said, let me sleep. I know none of you ever had that problem. Y'all pray for me, okay? Y'all, I know you. Thank y'all. Y'all be patient with me. I'm getting there. But my body said, let me sleep a little longer. Let me read this all the way through. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I love you, that you also love one another. We are also commanded to love our enemies. Now listen to this. Because there's some people you want to shoot them. I'm about like I'm about like a Kelly. So I went to that doctor and he shot me. And she told her where he shot at. But I'm not going to go that far. But anyway. But see, not only we are to love one another, but listen to the love law, what the love law is. Listen to what it said. Matthew 5:44-45. But I say unto you, love your enemy. Do what? Bless them that curse you. Somebody curse you and you're going to bless them? Oh, yeah. See, you see why we fail? Somebody curse us, I curse him back. But that ain't what the scripture says, is it? It said, bless them. You ain't going to curse me. I'm going to let you have it. But he said, bless them that curse you and do good to them that hate you. Oh, Lord. You know why? Because the love of God is on it. Didn't God do good to them that hate him? You remember the Bible said Jesus did what? Jesus came unto his own, and his own didn't what? They did not receive him. Huh? And then he did good for them? He went about all Israel, all Galilee, all around Samaria. And that was a mixed race of people there. And he healed and did good and preached and healed, fed and took care of them, raised the dead. And they talked about it. Didn't they talk about it? Call him everything. But he still went about doing good. Amen. And he said, do good to them that hate you, right? And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Whoa. You know why we can do it? Because the love of God had been shed abroad in our heart. The love of God had been shed abroad in our heart. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to do what? Rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. The reason we can do this, love our enemy, bless them that curse us and do good to them that hate us and pray for them that despitefully and persecute us, despitefully use us and persecute us, is because of the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. The manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. And it says in 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Now listen to this. Your will and love. This agape love, the God kind of love, involves the choice of your will. See, it's not how you feel, because you go by your feeling, you're going to curse back. You go by your feeling, you're going to hate back. You go by your feeling, you're going to throw back. If somebody throws something, you're going to throw back. Uh-huh. So it's a choice of your will. Somebody curse you out, you got a choice. Curse them back? No, I ain't going to curse. I'm not going to bless them. That's a choice. How can you do it? Because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. Amen. They call Jesus every kind of name under the sun. They call him Beelzebub. That's about the lowest you can get.